Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So a lot of football happened, and with Harry Kane close to Spurs, let's park the bus. Wow. Let's start with the best title race in the world.
La Liga.
Yeah. Mm. And did you?
I mean, I think that's the only title race which is left.
Like, I remember a friend of mine told me when the first half of the game happened, and he called me and said that watch La Liga, Atletico's game. I was like, what is there to watch? Like, Atletico. Like, they'll score a goal and they must have parked the bus. He was like, no, Atletico are attacking, pressing. I saw stats currently, I'll read out. 73% of possession was with Atletico Madrid. They had 26 shots. That was the Munez team we are talking about. And still, in 75th minute, they went behind. And when that happened, every Real Madrid fan, like friend of mine, they were like, see, this is what destiny is all about. Then suddenly Lodi scored. Then they became a little bit of like, okay, but still they haven't won yet. They haven't won. And then Luis Suarez scored, and then they were like, Luis Suarez, Barcelona legend. Even Real Madrid won convincingly, but like not so convincingly, but yeah, they won.
So, like, right now, if Real Madrid loses, it's over for them.
Yeah, it's as simple as both have to win. Real has to win and hope that Atletico loses their next game.
Yes, exactly. And if I think if who has the more head-to-head, was Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid, I don't remember.
Sorry.
Like, Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid.
It was Real Madrid, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so even if Atletico draw, I mean, first leg 2-0, I think Real, no, I'm not sure. First leg 2-0, Real Madrid won. And I think second leg also, I think the same. Second leg was a draw. So, by you know, La Liga's rules, head-to-head, if Atletico Madrid draws the match and Real Madrid wins the match, then Real Madrid win the title.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, so
but
it is very interesting.
I personally, if you ask me, I'll want Real Madrid to lose the title.
I mean, I obviously get that point here. I mean, they play with Real Valladolid, and who does Real Madrid play against? Final game week?
Final game, they play...
Oh, Villarreal.
Unai Emery's. Good evening.
Yes. So, will Unai Emery remove the title from Real Madrid?
So, Arsenal sacked Unai Emery to beat Real Madrid and then get Odegaard on permanent deal. Maybe.
No, the thing is, I think Atletico has the ball in their court. You know, they play with 19th place relegation team, they play with Real Valladolid. And... Real Madrid plays with the Europa League finalists.
But so, one thing I would love to say here, like, you can say that Real Madrid has nothing to play for. Both the teams have everything to play for. Because Valladolid also have to survive in La Liga.
Yes.
Like, their rivals like LK are playing Athletic Club, who are well-placed in mid-table, who are well-placed mid-table club, and like, if they win, then they can also survive in La Liga. And, I heard somewhere that winning a title, if like winning a title, getting relegated is worse than winning a title. I mean, you get like,
yes.
To put this in words? Like, if you get relegated, it's so bad for you. But
if you don't get relegated, it is like winning a title for them.
Yeah. And for teams like them, like if they stay in La Liga for 4 or 5 years consistently, then they have a chance to be that mid-table team and then slowly move upwards. So, for them also, it will be a very important game. So, let's see what happens.
Exactly.
Apart from that, let's move it to PSG's League One.
Oh, yes, the other league which is not yet been decided.
Interesting title race. So, as of now, if Lille wins their next game, Lille wins it all.
Yes.
Lille draws their next game and PSG wins their next game.
PSG wins it all.
And if Lille loses, PSG loses, and Monaco wins by 6 goals difference.
Monaco
wins by 6 goals, like the difference.
Okay.
At all.
Oh my God, this is seriously good, man.
But yeah, and one more title race I would love to tell here. I did not follow that much, but I there was a old Spurs player involved in that, like not old, but he was there in that league. So he was there in Besiktas. So that league was Super League.
Okay.
So you ask what is Super League? This is Turkish Super League, where teams like Besiktas, Galatasaray, and Fenerbahçe.
Ozil is playing right now.
Yeah, Ozil is playing. Yes, that league. So, in that league, Besiktas won the league by just a goal difference of 1 goal.
Oh my God.
I saw that game. It's not telecasted, being telecasted here. I saw the highlights of the game. And that game was seriously how to put this? Galatasaray needed. Galatasaray scored the third goal. They won 3-1 against Yeni, some team called Yeni. But when Galatasaray put in the third goal, they needed one more goal. If they put in one more goal, they would have won the league.
Oh my God, this aggregate thing.
Yeah, it's purely aggregate.
Wow. Can't believe
both the teams finished at same points, like same wins, same loses, same draws.
Wow.
Just one extra goal that Besiktas did won them a title.
Wow. And I think then we could see them in the Champions League next season.
Besiktas will be there in Champions League. No, like they'll be in the fighting for the Champions League. And Galatasaray, I'm not sure. Maybe.
No, I think what happens is if
they'll be in Champions League qualifiers for sure.
Thing is, I think there's a rule where if Chelsea loses out on top four and then ends up winning the Champions League, then five teams. So when this happens, Besiktas do not play the. When this happens, Besiktas play the Champions League qualifiers. If this doesn't, we finish inside the top four. If Chelsea finish four, Besiktas qualifies automatically. I think there's some rule like this. I remember Galatasaray a couple of times. I'm sure. This is a very recent rule that five teams can from Premier League can play in the Champions League, or five teams can play.
Yeah, like in 2012 it happened with Spurs, if I'm not wrong.
When we won the Champions League, we finished outside top four, and Spurs were unfortunately fourth place. They did not play the next year Champions League. So it was changed, and these things happen. Besiktas depends on us. I think so, at least.
No, Besiktas, anyways, they are going to play the Champions League qualifiers.
Yes, that is
regardless of your result, telling you. But one more seat for this can be of some value to them. Yeah.
Exactly.
And don't mind me, but Besiktas also got lucky in their game. They were showing so many nerves and all. I saw both the game's highlights.
Okay.
It's available on YouTube, fortunately. So it was another worth mentioning, this league.
I will definitely watch the highlights.
Then now let's move on to Serie A.
Yes.
Serie A.
I mean, not top four. The three places are yet to be decided, I think.
Yeah, AC Milan, Napoli, and Juventus.
Yes.
The three places.
Exactly.
And if I'm not sure who plays who, Atlanta plays AC Milan. Atlanta also has to like win their
game.
No,
I think Atlanta has secured qualification.
No, no. But if AC Milan, imagine AC Milan wins their game, Napoli wins their game, Juve wins their game. Oh, but Atlanta has a huge goal difference on Juve.
It is Atlanta we are talking about, right? So it is expected they will have a goals. Huge goal. Exactly.
90 goals.
So
yeah.
Atlanta has secured qualification.
So Atlanta, so for two places there are three teams fighting.
Yes, correct.
And Lazio and
if as things stand, if the three teams win their even respective matches, Milan, Napoli and Juventus, then Juventus do not get Champions League.
Which will be a huge blow to their project.
Yes, exactly.
Because I'm not sure if Cristiano will stay next season.
Yes, I mean, he will push himself to PSG or Man U or...
I'm sure if he does not, like if Juve does not qualify. I have this feeling that Man U will come for Cristiano.
Yeah,
for some weird reason, I think now, after what has happened with the Glazer situation, Glazers will definitely gift a player to Ole.
Yeah, they've been trying for Jadon Sancho for the longest amount of time. So that is a high possibility. There is a high possibility that Manny would go for Jadon Sancho and not Cristiano Ronaldo, because Jadon Sancho is costly, but you get Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
40 lesser.
Cristiano is Cristiano at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like,
but you don't get
project. To team Cristiano Ronaldo in this Chelsea squad.
Sorry.
I'm Cristiano is coming to my team. I'll say that I'll start playing right wing. Don't worry. I'll
okay,
make my
yes.
career in right wing.
Yes, correct.
I'll give you one situation for this. Remember Gareth Bale? He used to be a left back at Spurs. He started being as a left back. He slowly was pushed to left winger. When he went to Madrid, he was asked to play as a right winger. And he agreed because it's Cristiano. Yeah, he's irreplaceable. So if you want to be in the team, you have to be playing on right wing, and it solves right wing problem also.
Correct. Agreed.
They have
not bigger face than Cristiano, but Neymar just signed a recent deal.
Correct.
So if Neymar agrees to play at a number 10 position, then fine. But I don't know, like, will Cristiano go to play there? Like, three superstars in one team.
Juventus do not qualify for the Champions League. Then, Ronaldo leaving them, PSG will not have to pay a higher price. They will pay a lower price than expected. Because why Ronaldo wants to leave? It is not that Juventus wants to sell him. So
no, but in that case also, Ronaldo only signed the long-term deal, right?
Yeah, but...
So, if an offer that matches Juventus's ambition comes... Actually, we are discussing right now, like, what if Juventus qualify, and I'm pretty sure something will...
I mean, that is there.
Yeah, but you are right also.
So, I mean, like, for example, Bayern actually stated Kai Havertz for 100 million and ended up selling him for 71 million. Because they didn't secure Champions League qualification. So, Europa League to Champions League was a boost for the player, and he came for the cheaper price. Those things are all in the market, and I think that will also matter. And if PSG wants, they could sign both Messi and Ronaldo even if they want to, because, you know, anything can happen and they have the money with them. So,
see, I'll tell you, this transfer market will get a huge spark if one big transfer happens, and that is Mbappe to Real Madrid.
Exactly. Agree. Totally agree.
Because
yes.
if this happens, PSG will have money. They'll pakka come in for... I'm sure they'll come in for Harry Kane also, because...
Pochettino.
Why not? Yeah, Pochettino is there, and why not?
Yes.
If he goes there, we'll have money. Obviously, we won't spend that money. That I also...
Okay.
Recently, we painting. So,
what?
Benteke will come to us. I'm pretty sure Christian Benteke. But if he goes there, then some other will have money. Like that, it will go. And if Real Madrid wants to sign Mbappe, they'll have to sell some players.
Mm.
So, depends on who they have to sell. Like, I'm sure Ramos...
We have already bid 60 million for Varane.
Varane, I don't think so. He's leaving this season. I'm not sure.
Because David Alaba is already signing a contract with them.
No, but if he's signing, Ramos is leaving now.
No, I think Ramos is staying for one more or two more years.
The deal is coming to an end. It's like Messi only.
Oh, okay. But I think he won't leave because he is, you know, Real Madrid. He is Real Madrid.
No, but the thing is with Messi and Ramos, the difference is Ramos came in from a club, from a different club. I guess he came from Sevilla, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sevilla, Atletico Madrid, I'm not sure.
It was Sevilla only. I'm pretty sure. So he came in from Sevilla. So he's not a Real Madrid born and brought up.
Yes.
Like, Messi is Barcelona born and brought up. So Messi has slightly more chance to stay in Barcelona than Ramos at Madrid. And what Ramos needs now, like, do you seriously, if I'm Ramos right now, do you, like, what is my career ambition at this point of time? He has won Serie A. He has won 4 or 5 Champions League. I don't know how many numbers. He has won World Cup. He has won every possible trophy he played in. He can be like, I want this new challenge. I'll go to, let's say, some Premier League club.
Yes.
And I'm sure Man United will be sniffing around. And but I'm sure PSG are in for Ramos. I've heard this a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
Because PSG, alongside Marquinhos and Kimpembe, if Kimpembe plays as right back, then better for them also. But it depends. Like, if PSG are in for him, then I'm sure PSG will do something.
I mean, it seems like, you know, everyone is being linked to PSG. And the fact here is that they could actually sign every one of them.
No, but the thing with PSG, like, is in terms of Premier League, only Man City, Man United and to an extent Chelsea.
Mm.
You three teams can only sign some players worth of 100 million at this point in time.
Agreed.
Other clubs are out of money.
Yeah.
Same with Barcelona. Barcelona, I've heard that they are negotiating a deal with... They are struggling to negotiate a deal with Depay. Like, they are doing, but the salaries and all...
There's a possibility that Messi stays in Barcelona because...
Aguero.
Exactly.
But why will he stay for Aguero? Like,
Aguero and him are, like, literally, like, so close because... Aguero's, like, so how close meaning?
If Aguero comes, that means in a way Messi is staying. Because Aguero won't come without asking Messi.
Exactly.
That is one thing.
And like, how they both are really, really close that Aguero's son's godfather is Messi. So, like, they are that level of close.
Yeah.
And,
obviously,
Aguero wouldn't come to Barcelona with empty dreams of not playing with his, you know, Argentinian teammate. So,
yeah,
why would he...
Aguero won't come to play with Griezmann and...
Exactly. Why would he want to do that? So, I think if Barca signs Aguero, Barca fans can rest easy that Messi will be staying.
And Depay also. But I don't understand what is Barcelona trying to show here. Like, first of all, I would love Ronald Koeman to be sacked as soon as possible.
Actually, I was thinking y'all could actually sign Allegri.
No ways, because Allegri's system does not suit it's not like Real Madrid and Barcelona. The difference in the clubs are Real Madrid can go from Mourinho to Ancelotti to Rafa Benitez. Barcelona has a certain proper style of playing.
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, Allegri
and
is
point
not...
of time. Erik ten Hag, the Ajax manager, plays that kind of football. Allegri will go to Real Madrid because he has his heart set there, I'm pretty sure. If Zidane leaves,
I mean, I think Zidane has also told that he'll be leaving, right? Something, some news I saw.
But I saw, but then Zidane in next press conference also told that I am a manager. Will I tell my players that I'm going to leave? Do you seriously think? And I'll tell you the impact that Zidane has on that Real Madrid side. Like Nacho, Eder Militao. These two players, I'm pretty sure you must have seen the Chelsea Real Madrid game. Eder Militao and Nacho won't let a ball go past them until unless they, like, they are 100% beaten. Like, they put their 100% effort. Then only ball can go past them. If it depends on player, but yeah. And these players can start for Real Madrid, but still they're staying there. Because why? Because they know that they love Zidane. Zidane tells them that this is what, as like Zidane is a figure that Real Madrid has. And if he goes out, I'm sure that the project that Real Madrid wants will have a little bit of dip.
And like, to be honest, I think if I was Real Madrid, I would be happy with Zidane because he will...
They are happy. I mean, they are.
Did anyone predict Real Madrid to come to the Champions League semi-final? I did not. I'm very sure I did not.
I predicted.
Not the beginning. Like, I'm talking about the beginning.
Yes. Beginning also I predicted that Real Madrid are coming because of some weird reason. I also don't know. But I predicted Real Madrid, PSG to be there. Yeah.
I mean, I see, the thing is, he achieved something which is not easy to achieve. And
And
he's clearly shown that he has skills in him, because when he won the Champions League back to back, everyone was like Ronaldo, and then immediately the next season he won the La Liga without Ronaldo, and that was not something which you can achieve without skills. So
yeah,
like,
the thing with Real Madrid is you have to understand the core of the club.
Exactly.
Is what I think.
Yes, and
like,
only
you like
few do that.
The best example of that is Loftagui, the Sevilla manager. He came in the club. He did not understand the club. He's a very good manager. He has brought in Sevilla to a place where now they are competing for La Liga spot, like title.
Yes.
Had they not done some if they need, they're just one or two good signings away from challenging for the title.
Correct.
So he is a very good manager, and we all know what happened.
And there's also another manager who came, I forgot his name. Ah, Sandia or Solari or something.
Yeah, Solari. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yes.
So then we'll talk about, we should talk about the FA Cup final.
That happened, right?
So everyone enjoyed the Leicester story again. I don't know, I was supporting Chelsea for some weird reason.
I couldn't, like, I thought, like, from the beginning, like, when qualified for both these finals, the only thought was at least we'll get FA Cup and we'll, I mean, no certain chance, obvious, but we really have a chance at FA Cup. Like, the one thing which I always have seen with Chelsea, which is not the mistake of anyone, is that if Kepa is in goal, everyone just shoots long-range shots. They're like, it's bow. At least one will go in. And obviously, Kepa is not very good with long-range shots. With short-range shots, Kepa actually has been really good. And with long-range shots, he's been really... Yes,
I'm sure,
I agree. But all I'm saying is, like, see, this is an all very, very hypothetical situation. But I'm saying if probably Mendy was in goal, probably Yuri Tillemans wouldn't have thought, no, I shouldn't shoot because, you know, he's tall. He'll probably, like, you know, stop me. There is a possibility. But to be honest, Leicester deserved the win. They got the win. And I'm not going to tell anything about it because, like, we played really well, but I think they came in with one motive in mind and they achieved that motive. And they literally parked the bus. And, you know, if that worked for them, I mean, I obviously I was a little irritated because of the VAR that it did not check their goal, but it checked our goal. But I mean,
yeah, that was kind of a handball also.
Yeah, and like if for people who still believe that it went from your leg to your hand, Timo Werner scored a goal in day before yesterday's match against Leicester the same way, and it was disallowed. So
see, one thing I will say, like, if in life you ever feel sad, go and look at Timo Werner. Like, that guy is literally becoming a meme in a successful team.
And the fact
two or three times back of the net, I'm pretty sure. And then VAR check happens in there, and then as always, it's like offside or something he does.
Yes.
And that was a goal. That wasn't a goal, I feel like. What you were saying about that Timo Werner goal against Leicester.
No, I'm saying that wasn't a goal, but at least I'm saying that was VAR checked for the handball. But I'm saying here, there was no VAR check. Yuri Tillman scored and it was a goal. Just because it was from long range, no VAR check was done. So, like, I'm saying Leicester deserved to win. Leicester won the match. Congratulations to Leicester. But I'm a little irritated for the VAR that they checked our Chilwell goal. And Chilwell was what, 1 centimeter offside, and that was you know, ruled out. So I think, yeah, we did deserve to win, and I think the second consecutive season we are going to go trophyless.
No, we never know about the UCL final actually.
I mean, I don't think we even stand a chance with the way Man City are playing, you know.
The team which just lost to Brighton 3-2.
No, that was a red card. That play with only 10 men, so. Like, you know,
Brighton, I'll tell you one thing about Brighton. Like, their manager has been linked to us also. I seriously personally wish he comes to our team.
Yeah, he really has a lot of skills, and he plays the right football all the time. It's just that he's not lucky most of the time. I think the players aren't, like, you know, probably with better players, I'm not saying Brighton players are bad. Obviously, they're really, really good. But I think with slightly better team, Brighton can...
Yes.
Exactly.
Because when... I'll tell you, in top 6 also, mainly Spurs and United I've seen, when we play against top 6 sides, and including...
Okay.
We basically simply park the bus. That too against Man City, it's obvious that we have to park the bus. But Brighton did not. Like, he has balls to at least go there and try his football. That is
exactly
that has to be appreciated.
And you know, Graham Potter has the skill side. And I think if Tottenham signs him, and Tottenham really has the squad for, I think, what he deserves, you know. If he can do that well with Brighton, with Trossard and, you know, Grob and, you know, those players of that caliber, I think...
I don't know, will he be able to do that with Benteke?
I mean, he still has Son, Lucas Moura and, you know, those kind of players, right? So,
Son will also go if Kane goes, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure
that in one season both of them will leave. And I'm not sure. I'm sure that Kane will also not go. It's just Sky Sports every year.
No, he's actually released a statement right now.
He released, but what's the use? Can he sell himself? You have to eventually come to our owner, Daniel Levy. And already, if you have seen our team stand as of where we stand now, us the fans have a lot against Daniel Levy right now. If he sells the best player, the player which everyone looks up to, Harry Kane, right? Do you think Daniel Levy will stand a chance to live? I'm not saying to remain the manager, to remain that guy, but to even live, I'm not sure. Like, when you sold Hazard, your team was kind of going through a transition.
Yes.
And you all know that your owner is going to spend the money in right places in some time at future.
And I think the... All obviously, we were very, really, really, you know, gutted when Hazard left us. But I think Chelsea replaced Hazard by Frank Lampard. To be honest, every Chelsea fan literally forgot about Hazard when Frank Lampard got appointed, because it was something bigger for us. And like, to be honest, I was one of them too. I was, after the Europa League final, when Hazard told that he was leaving, I was really, really gutted and I was really sad. But when Frank Lampard was announced, I forgot about the Hazard propaganda itself. I was like, okay, okay, Lampard, 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 Lampard. And I think every Chelsea fan was the same. And
so next season, I'm sure you are going to support Crystal Palace then.
No, it's Chelsea only. But
so I mean, like, I'll make a statement here. Next season, if Lampard becomes a Crystal Palace manager, he'll beat you once.
I mean, see, I'm not going to answer.
I don't know, but he'll beat you once. Like what he did with Man City.
That is actually a very high possibility that he will beat us. So I'm not going to comment anything, because he literally knows our team inside and out. So I'm not going to comment anything on that. So I mean, let's see. I guess that and all is far fetched. So I think.
So Premier League. So, who do you think, are your top four? Who are your top four?
Ah, my God. You always end up asking me this question. Okay. Top four, obviously, City and United are inside. The other two positions. See, right now, I am in a very bad mood against Leicester. So, I would definitely want them out. So, I think it will be a biased thing for me right now. That, you know, if I tell my top four. But I will still, if my biased top four is Man City, Man U, Chelsea, Liverpool. And you know,
okay.
This is what
Man City, Man U, Chelsea. For this to happen, you have to wish that Spurs wins against Leicester, which I'm sure we won't.
I mean, the thing is that I was expecting y'all, you know, to actually win against Aston Villa. I didn't expect, you know, that regular performance in the first half. I was actually seeing the first half.
You saw his goal. You saw his goal.
Yes, I did.
That's
see his
like,
goal.
You did not see his goal.
I did see his goal.
Like that goal should go for a Ballon d'Or nomination. Like. So careless. How can someone be so careless? Like, okay, I understand, but how can someone be so careless? And after the game, it's again all Sky Sports that, oh, Kane will leave, which I'm sure he won't, because first of all,
I'm going to sell him to any
Premier League rival. That is all I know. And outside of that,
for him, and
that
will
only happen if they offload Mbappe. So this is all lose for me, because Mbappe will go to Real Madrid becomes stronger, so Barcelona becomes weak. So
I think the footballing is like going to change a lot in this transfer market.
Yeah, correct. And I'm sure that after this transfer market, actually, we won't be able to predict like who will be the top four. Like, I'm sure that top four of next season are already decided.
No.
City, United, Chelsea, Liverpool. And this will be an interesting title race. I'm sure United will slip a bit, because from what I'm seeing from United right now is it's all about Bruno Fernandes for them.
Yeah. Yes.
They put Bruno in correct position and Bruno scores, and hence United shines.
I mean, I think Cavani is also playing an important part for United, I think, because
Cavani actually is a very interesting signing, if you see.
Yes, and I didn't expect him to adapt to the Premier League this fast. He's just
that. Cavani's signing is as good as Thiago Silva's signing.
Agreed, totally. And I still would not understand why PSG will not want them to want them to leave the club, because I think if Cavani was there, Thiago Silva was there, this season they could have won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Because they were not having the goal scoring threat against City. Like they were not having the threat of, you know, like, you know, Neymar. I mean, Mbappe did not play the match, but you know, if Neymar could not do everything right. So I think Cavani was the goal scoring threat that, you know, they missed.
But one more thing I will say here, PSG regret
against Man City because
of the players, what they think of themselves. You saw the way they were playing,
yes,
in that
correct,
game.
Correct. They were all self.
Yes, Thiago Silva could have been like the huge difference because I remember in Bayern Munich's match, there was a fight against PSG only.
Mm.
So there was some fight and from behind, Kimmich came and he said something to Müller to calm down because they were behind.
Mm.
PSG, no player is like that, but Thiago Silva used to be that player for them. Like, who will come in fights and just calm the hell down from players and all? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Man United drew against Fulham.
Mm.
Leeds United beat Southampton. Leeds United, take a look. Like, keep watch on this team. Next season,
yes,
they are going
definitely
to do wonders.
Definitely, definitely. Because I think the thing is, Leeds United will sign some random player in the world, we will not even know about them, and then they will make them world famous. Like, you ask me right now, Bamford, Rafinha and all, I didn't even know, but right now I'm really scared of them.
Leeds United, keep an eye on them, seriously.
Yes,
I'm telling
exactly
you.
And I think they're here to stay at least for 5-6 years at least.
Yeah, and Southampton also depends. Like, I feel like their structure has some defects, but I don't know. Same with Brighton. If they lose their manager, I'm sure there will be some questions asked to Brighton. Man City, no worries. But Brighton defeated Man City. Chelsea defeated Leicester, so it was in a way kind of a revenge.
I mean,
I think that if we beat Leicester,
mm,
Brendan Rodgers' bottling thing will continue.
Yes, I mean, I think this time everyone was very sure Leicester will definitely qualify for the Champions League. But
I don't want Liverpool in that.
Hmm?
But I don't want us to lose also. Because we are not even play Conference League.
I mean, you're going to play Europa League qualification, right?
No, Conference League directly.
Oh.
So that, imagine state of our minds right now. Like, what are we going through? Everton defeated Wolves.
Yes, this is a little surprising.
No, Wolves are playing. Like, Wolves are missing Raul Jimenez so badly. Seriously, like. I saw their game against Spurs. They create chances, but no one is there. Fabio Silva is so young and he's not the guy, I'm pretty sure, for Wolves.
Like, I think, thank goodness that the Wolves are perfectly settled in the mid-table, that they are very sure they will not leave. So, I think, like, you have to be thankful that, you know, Wolves are another team which I think a lot of people are forgetting about at how they came, because 3 seasons ago they just came, and right now no one even considers them as a relegation team. They just stay. You will know that Wolves are a difficult team to play against itself.
Yeah, correct.
So it's going to be fun.
Then Newcastle defeated Sheffield United. Spurs lost to Aston Villa at home, and Arsenal defeated Crystal Palace. So Arteta saving his job, I guess. And but yeah, I still don't understand. Like, maybe they might sack Arteta after the season. Who knows?
I just looked at the Premier League table. If you and Everton lose the next match and Arsenal wins the next match,
they can play Conference League, yes.
And you will not.
Ah, yes, I know.
Wow.
But the thing is, we are playing Leicester City. So, one thing for sure is, Leicester City also has that bottling tendencies in them.
So, it will be the battle.
And we are like we have always proven now to be a bigger bottler when it is a battle of bottler.
Arsenal are also playing Brighton, so it's not going to be an easy fixture for them too.
Correct.
So you know, it's all in the same time. Going Sunday 8:30. So I think within 10:30.
You know, these kind of matches are literally headache. You never know what match to follow. Last time I asked my mother's phone, my dad's phone, and was seriously.
I remember
we were playing Leicester, Chelsea,
Bulls.
We were playing
Crystal Palace. No, we were Crystal Palace. You were playing Bulls.
Yes.
Liverpool were the champions, so I wanted to see how champions and all happens. So four games I was watching time. It was literally head.
Oh my god.
So what else we have? Transfer market, we discussed a lot.
Yes.
Okay, so
I think after this week, next week we will have a lot to talk about because of the Champions League final and the Premier League last today, and you know, we can talk about the Euros also.
Euros
also are closely coming. Euros are happening, and you know, there's been Benzema has been called up. How did I forget? For the France squad, Benzema. The first time in 7 or 8 years, Benzema has been called.
But Benzema will replace Giroud?
I don't know.
I guess he will. And is Giroud leaving Chelsea?
Yeah, I think he will be leaving Chelsea this season, for sure.
And Tammy Abraham?
Yeah, I think he's also considering a move to Aston Villa.
Why Aston Villa? Like, he can go to a good or better team like
no,
West
the thing
Ham.
Is, he came from Aston Villa to Chelsea and he performed really well in Aston Villa. He was the top scorer in the championship when he was playing in Aston Villa. So, I think he knows... he knows the teammates there. And obviously, Aston Villa are not... Like, aren't a team which should be easily considered because, you know, in the beginning of the season, they were playing, you know, one level of football.
7-2.
So, imagine if Tammy Abraham could actually enrich them with the goals they need actually, you know.
Tammy Abraham, instead of going to Aston Villa, because they have some goal-scoring threats, Aston Villa, but like if he goes to a team like Wolves, like I don't know about the Raul Jimenez situation.
No, I think, see, the thing with Wolves is, I think there is one passport that you should have to get into Wolves. And that is something which a lot of players will think about, because I think the Portuguese passport to get inside the Wolves team is something there, and I think chemistry is also there, right? So the entire team talking in Portuguese and him talking in English will be a little difficult. So he will also consider the factors, and he has known this team for one full year, and he's literally gotten inside the Premier League. So I think.
So who is running out of contracts for you this time? This summer?
Contracts running out is, I think Rudiger is running out, Thiago Silva is running out.
So and both of them are going?
No, both of them are signing new contracts.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, there are few players, you know, Drinkwater and, you know, those kind of players who are running out of contracts also. And I think Emerson is also pushing for a move outside Chelsea. So, I think the Champions League final will determine a lot of things, because by fluke also, if you win it, I don't think any player would want to leave the Champions League winner for some other team.
Yeah, Thiago Alcantara left for Liverpool.
Okay, that is a fact. That is there. So, I mean, okay. So, I don't know then.
Yeah, but how much we will get for Tammy Abraham?
I feel we could easily get 35, 40.
Yeah, and Giroud possibly 5 or 10.
I mean, I think his contract is expiring, so he will be leaving for free. He will be leaving for free.
And I'm sure, not sure, but 90% sure, Giroud is going back to Arsenal.
Why? I don't think this is a possibility, because Willian and David Lewis have already been... Arsenal have already told that they both will be leaving Arsenal in the end of the season.
So they'll sign... That's what I'm saying.
But why? I don't think they need a striker, right? Because they have
Bukayo Saka, Martinelli, Aubameyang, Lacazette.
Bukayo Saka is a left back slash right winger or something.
Yeah, left but winger. I'm saying they have that four as the front, and to push them in forward, they have the midfield also to support them. So I don't think Giroud will fit, like, can fit into the squad also, because Aubameyang and Lacazette will be given preference over Giroud.
And I heard that Lacazette is also like.
I heard that PSG are trying for Giroud.
PSG, yeah, actually, it's a very sensible move.
Yes, and since he has Mbappe there, and you know, some French familiarity, could definitely fit into PSG.
I'm not sure what is going on with Icardi's situation right now, but Icardi heard that he might leave. So if you will be getting around 40-50 million for both of them, I'm sure. No, 40 million for at least.
Yeah, mostly. Time.
So whom are you going to sign as striker only, right?
No, we aren't going to sign. I think we'll be looking to sign Rafael Varane, I think, maybe. And we are also looking for, I don't know. I really don't know, because I heard rumors that Ziyech is also leaving, wanting to leave or something like that.
Why?
Because I don't know. I think Ziyech is not happy in Chelsea or some rumors I'm hearing.
You know, when I first saw Ziyech, like, the first thing I felt was he's a guy made for Spurs and you stole him from us. Like, I don't know why we didn't try also. But he was a perfect, like, he was a piece which we needed.
Yes.
And you signed him, so...
I don't know. The thing is, there are a lot of rumors in and around Chelsea, right? So, like, if Lampard was there until right now, Rudiger would have definitely left Chelsea. And Alonso would have left, you know, a lot of players would have left. And right now, since Tuchel took over, I wouldn't want Rudiger to leave because of the performance he's been giving for Chelsea. So it is all under Tuchel, because Billy Gilmore was forcing a Chelsea
move
out of Chelsea itself, and Tuchel made him stay.
Don't move.
I'm not sure. And the thing
what
is that
Billy Gilmore. I guess Billy Gilmore needs one loan.
I think he could stay. I mean, he will. I will think he can stay in Chelsea, because we have four CDMs, and Tuchel system plays two. So we need the rotation squad. And I think Billy Gilmore also got his Scotland call up break in Chelsea. So I think he would definitely want to stay in.
Because we had a player called Oliver Skip, Spurs. We sent him on loan out with Norwich, and the reason why Norwich won the championship is him. Norwich fans, when they won, even their manager, I don't remember his name, their manager, that the long hair guy, you know, you remember the face, right?
Really? Oh my god,
he was also singing to him alongside fans, please stay with us, please stay with him. So, like, we have a lot of expectations when he's coming back. Like, he'll be that midfield guy. Like, I saw a lot of Norwich this season too, because of this guy.
I think
that maybe a loan move can help a player. Like,
it can help a player, but I don't know, because see, the thing is, Kovacic this time got injured, and Kante slightly is injury prone, unless and until, you know, and Jorginho is the only player who's been consistently.
If you win Champions League, I'm sure Kante will also think of moving out, maybe for a new challenge.
I think when first time Tuchel's interview at Chelsea, he told, when I was in PSG, I begged PSG for Kante, but when I came here, and here he is. So I think Tuchel will do everything in his power to make Kante stay.
Yeah.
Because when you saw the Real Madrid match, both the legs, and you know, when you saw a lot of other matches, it was very clear that Kante was a really integral part of
Kante comes, like, plays a bigger part in bigger games, is what I feel.
Exactly. And he is this beast.
I don't think I've seen, you know, Kante giving, you know, Kante very bad performance.
Kante isn't like a 6'5 guy with like, like he's a small guy, like kind of like midfield Messi. Like not Messi, but midfield Messi is also small that way. Like you won't expect, oh, what can this guy do? But
exactly.
Yeah, and I heard that, what about Arsenal? Do you know any rumors and all?
Arsenal?
Heard that they're trying to sign Odegaard on permanent.
Yes,
but
and I, since Willian and David Luiz are leaving, they will look to sign someone in those areas, I think. Maybe just a substitute. I'm not sure they will sign a starter.
How many defenders does Arsenal need? They, when they signed Gabriel, they, everyone was like, oh, Gabriel is coming now. It's very tough for us. Like, okay, he improved their defense.
Mm.
I'm not saying that their defense is a mess right now or something.
Mm.
But they do need, they do have some missing pieces, and we all know what those missing pieces are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and Manu, keep an eye out for this team. Man United, yes, are going to do something.
Like, yeah, yeah. And so, I think Ole literally told, I should give the trophy winning team to United, and in 10 days' time, a trophy will return back home. He literally told
what
these
if,
words.
What if Man United loses? Because
I don't know.
That, I'm sure that players will slightly have this feeling, okay, like, will they trust Ole again? I'm not sure of that.
I think Ole is easily beating Villarreal, because I don't think there's even a possibility that Ole is losing, because the way he's been playing in Europa League is,
you know, who,
really, really
amazing. You know who is the manager of Villarreal?
I see, the thing is, that's what everyone told when Sarri faced Unai Emery and Sarri beat him 4-1.
That was Arsenal also, right?
I mean, it's Villarreal, right? So you don't, I don't know any Villarreal, and check how the team is.
You know,
I mean, they must be a really good team. That's not what I'm saying, but it's,
you
it's
know,
still
there is one
Manu,
guy
right?
From
don't know.
Yeah, go on. You know,
it's
there's
still
one
Manu,
guy,
right? You cannot.
Yeah, like, still, like, I'm not sure. Like, it's not done and dusted for Manu yet. They have to go in the game and win it. It's not like very easy to beat because Villarreal has a goal.
I actually thought they will actually have a very, very difficult time with Roma. And when they beat them 6-2 or something, I was like, okay. I mean, it is really written in the stars that Man U are winning the Europa League. So, I don't
but,
know.
But, like, Villarreal has a guy called Gerard Moreno.
Mm.
Who is 7th in the Golden Shoe, not Golden Boot, Golden Shoe Awards.
Mm.
2nd in La Liga.
Okay.
So what
wow.
else do you need?
I don't know, man. Like, I feel that Man U are a side which are way too strong for Villarreal. That's all I feel. I'm not disrespecting Villarreal, but I feel that Man U are way too strong. I mean, let's see, right? You know, we have the finals in a couple of days. So I think we
yeah.
will know soon.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I think it's time to wrap up. Thank you,
yes.
Sharon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Peace out and bye.
Bye.
Thank you, bro.